Afternoon, everyone. We are going to begin our 1:30 agenda item only a little bit late. Could the audience members please take your conversations out of the hall, and council members please take your seats. I'm going to provide a very brief overview on the East Coast Fisheries and Climate Change Workshop that was held in late March, hosted by the Mid-Atlantic Council. There were over 70 participants from the three Atlantic Fishery Management Councils, the Commission, NOAA Fisheries, as well as a number of scientists and other stakeholders. Tom, myself, Chris, and Andy from staff, and a number of the council members attended from the Northeast, from New England here. The purpose of the workshop was to examine the flexibility of the existing fisheries management framework to address potential governance and management challenges that could arise as a result of climate change. And we provided an overview to the workshop, which I'm going to quickly run you through, and then we'll talk about next steps. No surprise that over the last several years, the Gulf of Maine water temperature has risen about 2 degrees. This may sound small, but it may be one of the four or five fastest warming ocean areas in the world. We all know some of our historic stocks are either declining or have collapsed, and there's been a recent introduction of a number of mid-Atlantic stocks. Black sea bass and squid are two. I was just talking to Tony. Doug's already declared an interest in black sea bass. We are in Maine about to do the same. There are unknown impacts of ocean acidification. There are new predators such as green crabs impacting our coastal habitats. Our rebuilding, our council's rebuilding failures are due to unknown causes, and we all question, could this be a fundamental regime change? And I'm highlighting Gulf of Maine cod, Georgia's bank cod, yellowtail flounder. Additionally, Atlantic herring, monkfish, skates, and the smallmouth species and possibly scallop stocks might be impacted. The northern shrimp fishery has collapsed, and these changes collectively may potentially impact our council's priority to transition to ecosystem-based management. There are a number of challenges. Many of these stocks are limited access and managed by multiple governance groups. Current management programs are limited in their ability to respond to negative climate change impacts. Rebuilding goals and timelines are not being met. Is climate change a reason? We're seeing seemingly increased loss of yield of our healthy stocks, unknown vulnerability and impacts, changing predator-prey interactions, and impacts to communities and industry behavior by redirecting effort. There's some management needs for us to collectively consider, and that's implementation of adaptive management, allowing for increased flexibility. Significant improved communications between management authorities with improved coordination of species shifting to other geographic areas. Consideration of new access in the current limited access fisheries as stocks migrate and or expand. And we need to consider providing more flexibility for fishermen to adjust on their own to be able to adjust to more rapidly changing fish distributions instead of having to rely on management to respond to changing fish distributions. And it was there are a number of presentations made, a number of different follow-up work groups, but really what struck me was the different perceptions from south to north. The Canadian partners who are there were in far worse shape than we are. Our partners to the southern Atlantic saying, what's the problem? Well, maybe maybe we have a little dead coral. We're concerned about the water rising, but we're not really seeing too many other problems. So, the next steps. I'm going to read a quote from Chris Moore, the executive director from the MID. He summarized the workshop saying, "No one can easily predict exactly what kinds of climate change related challenges we'll be facing 5, 10, and 20 years down the road." However, this workshop was an important step in opening up lines of communication with our management partners so that we can begin developing a strategic response to climate change. And there's been a lot of discussion about the NRCC meeting next week, and that is where we are going to begin the discussion. And on behalf of this council, I'd like to thank Rick and the Mid-Atlantic staff and your other partners for hosting a great workshop. Are there any questions? David.
Yeah, through my involvement with the fluke fishery and management of the fluke fishery, I'm aware of some work that was done by the SSC of the Mid-Atlantic Council. I think it was the SSC. Everything begins to fade. And I believe they concluded, I think it was the SSC, they concluded that the fluke, summer flounder, they have not shifted their distribution from the south more to the north as a consequence of any environmental regime shift. It was because of stock rebuilding, getting the age composition back to the way we would like it to be, many older fish, many larger fish. So the distribution of the fish just expanded its range, going back perhaps to the way it was in years gone by before heavy fishing pressure, overfishing, and the like. So was there any discussion at this workshop relative to that particular point, that there may not necessarily be an environmental or a fundamental environmental regime change? We just have had successful stock rebuilding, a regaining of the age structure, size of fish that would promote longer range movements of these fish to the northern edge of Georgia's Bank, for example, and back into the Gulf of Maine. So I'm still struggling with that's my question, along with the other question. Did this workshop actually conclude that there was a fundamental environmental regime change? Did the data actually suggest that we have that change to deal with?
Now, before I go to Tom, I do want to reiterate this workshop was about governance issues related to change. It was a follow-up to a previous workshop that the MID hosted on the conditions of the climate change. But I'm going to ask for Tom to provide some more information.
Well, Terry basically said what I was going to say. The short answer is that the fluke issue was not specifically addressed. There was some general discussion that, you know, you have to be able to differentiate between changes caused by other things besides climate change, like increases in the stock size or whatever, and changes caused by climate shift. But this really wasn't a science meeting. It was focused on how do the different governing agencies work together as these problems arise. Having said that, I think at least with the northern participants, which I'd say ASMFC, the MID, and New England, there didn't seem to be any doubt that we're seeing some changes that are probably the result of climate change.
Other questions? Rick?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I would just add to that a little bit. And I believe the first interaction we had with the SSC on that and their findings did suggest that stock rebuilding and the restoration of the age structure of the population was a significant factor in the change in distribution of the fish. But having said that, I think that the time scale over which we asked that question of the SSC was significant to their determination. If that had been asked over a different time period, we might have had a different indication. But there's ongoing work. Malin Pinsky, who presented at Managing Our Nation's Fisheries when he was at Princeton, he's now at Rutgers. He presented during our climate science workshop that preceded this event. And he provided an analysis of a lot of different stocks and their movements and indicated that about two-thirds of them, or about 60% of them, are moving poleward and into deeper waters. So he looked at those global trends in movements of different species, but pointed out, and we heard this also through the workshop that we had on governance, that there are important regional differences. But I think they're doing a follow-up study specifically on summer flounder. In his office, so we'll look forward to the results of that as well. But I think, you know, in the discussion we had with the SSC, it was a combination of factors that were that they indicated had an effect on the movement of fish.
Thank you, Rick. Other questions? Seeing none, this is definitely a work in progress as the NRCC works in the. We'll be reporting back to the council with some regularity with any updates to where this climate change governance is going to go. Going to move right into the next agenda item, which is Nick. Yep, Nick's here. Great. An update on the Northeast Regional Planning Body. General Planning Body. General Planning Body. General Planning Body.